Ride-hailing app Uber has been dealt a blow with Europe's highest court ruling it's a transport service and should be regulated the same as traditional taxis. Courtney Bembridge reports from London.
Uber has long claimed it's simply a digital middleman connecting customers to drivers. But the European Court of Justice has rejected that argument, and as a transport company, Uber will now have to comply with tighter regulations in the European countries it operates in.
This is showing that the courts aren't going to be distracted by the technology. They're going to look at what's actually happening and how local legislation should already apply to that.
Yvonne Gallagher is an employment lawyer. She says the decision will have worried other digital platforms which operate using a similar model. Professor Andre Spicer from the Cass Business School agrees.
Many people see that the EU is actually leading the way in pushing back the kind of almost unlimited power of tech firms and beginning to kind of provide some sort of limits around that. This was some time coming. For the last 10 years, large digital firms like Uber, like Google, like Facebook have been saying, we're just tech companies, and have been evading seeing themselves as what they actually do. And the other thing I'd say is that we claim that this fosters competition. Actually, what Uber's model was based on is pricing so much that it basically drove everyone else out of the market and almost Uber became the only option. So one of the great things about this judgment, it will actually allow normal competition. And so what we'll see is a lot of other smaller apps appearing throughout Europe.
The case against Uber arose after the company was told to obey local taxi rules in Barcelona. The court's ruling is a blow to the company's future expansion plans across Europe, but it's not the knockout punch taxi associations had hoped for. Diego Zuluaga from the Institute of Economic Affairs says that's a good thing.
If you halt innovation by applying old systems and old patterns of regulation simply to protect incumbents, or perhaps even, you know, with some sort of idea about passenger safety, you are constraining the ability of people to do things in their way. And at the end of the day, people know what's good for them.
Uber says the ruling won't have an immediate impact on the service in Europe, as it already operates under local transportation laws in most places. Uber's largest European market is London, where a separate legal battle is currently underway over its right to operate after the company was stripped of its licence in September. In London, this is Courtney Bembridge reporting for AM.